سورة الطلاق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you divorce women, divorce them at their iddah, their prescribed periods, and count accurately their periods, and fear Allah, your Lord, and do not turn the women out of their homes, nor shall they themselves leave, except in case they are guilty of some open adultery. Now look at the contrast between Muslim men, that we find often Muslim men making the worst husbands, abusing their wives physically, emotionally. If the man is angry with his wife, so he throws her out of the home, sends her back to her mother's house. Allah is saying over here, do not turn them out of their homes. And those are the set limits of Allah. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah, فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ, he has wronged himself. He might have the upper hand over his wife in this world, but Allah will punish him for cruelty in the hereafter. You do not know that maybe Allah will afterwards bring some new thing to pass. The reason that the woman is supposed to stay in the husband's house during the iddah is to encourage the chances for reunion, that maybe they both return to each other. Then when they are about to attain their term appointed, the iddah is about to be completed, either take them back in a beautiful manner or part with them in a beautiful manner. No acrimony, no disputes, no bitterness as we find in our society. That when a man and woman divorce, not just that couple but the whole family is broken up. And take as witness two just people from amongst you. And establish the testimony for Allah. That will be an admonition given to him who believes in Allah in the last day. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَصِبْ. An awesome ayah. Whoever is conscious of Allah, Allah will make a way for him, and He will provide him from places he could never even imagine. A woman going through divorce, her life is crumbling apart. She sees everything around her just falling apart. Allah says, just trust in me, obey me, you keep to the limits and Allah will help you. A man divorcing his wife, Allah says, stay within the limits. Don't abuse her, don't harass her, don't persecute her. Because if you fear Allah, Allah will reward you for that. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, whoever trusts in Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, Allah is enough for him. Indeed Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed Allah has set a measure for all things. And those of your women, as have passed the age of menstruation, menopause, for them the iddah, if you have doubt about their periods, is 3 months. But for those who have no menstrual periods, you know, sometimes small girls are wed before they've even started menstruating, their iddah is also 3 months. And for those who are pregnant, their iddah is until they lay down their burden, the moment of delivery, even if it's a few hours later. If the man divorces his wife and a few hours later she's gone into labor and produced the child. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, again Allah repeats, whoever fears Allah, Allah will make his matter easy for him. How surprising. Allah's mentioning divorce laws. And Allah keeps on repeating taqwa as an injunction for the man and woman that don't forget Allah. That if you're abusing the other person in this world, Allah will punish you for that in the hereafter. ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, this is the command of Allah. It's not a joke. Not something, well, you can think about if you want to be good to your wife. No, this is the command of Allah, which He has sent down to you. Again, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever fears Allah, Allah will expiate from him his sins and will expand his reward. Lodge the divorced women where you dwell, according to your means. And do not harm them so as to straiten them. Don't torture them. Some men torture their wives and make them go on waiting for khula, and the wife has to spend several years of her life suspended. And if they are pregnant, then spend on them till they lay down their burden. Look at the rights Allah has given women in Islam. Then if they suckle the children for you, give them their due payment and let each of you accept the advice of the other in a just way. This is the Islamic concept of divorce, that the husband and wife still confide with each other when it comes to the rights of the child, that they discuss the upbringing of the child. But if you make difficulties for one another, then some other woman may suckle for him, for the father of the child. In other words, if it's too intolerable a situation, then someone else can breastfeed the child. Let the rich man spend according to his means. And the man whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what He has given him. Allah will grant after hardship ease. And many a town revolted against the command of its Lord and His messengers. And we called it to a severe account, and we shall punish it with a horrible torment. So it tasted the evil result of its affair, and the consequence of its affair was loss. أعد الله لهم عذابا شديدا. Allah has prepared for them a severe torment. Look at the relevance of these verses, that if we disobey Allah, if a man goes on torturing his wife, what does Allah say when you disobey Him? Allah has prepared for them a severe torment. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So fear Allah, O people of death who have believed. Allah has indeed sent down to you a reminder and a messenger who recites to you the verses of Allah containing clear explanations, that He may take out those who believe and do good deeds from darknesses into light. And whosoever believes in Allah and does good deeds, Allah will admit him into gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. To dwell therein forever. Allah has indeed granted for him a beautiful provision. It is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth the like thereof. His command descends between them, that you may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah surrounds all things in knowledge.